Thank you, music leaders. And what we've been doing here this morning is so very meaningful. That song we just sang, it's your breath in our lungs. Reminded of what David says, Lord, open my lips that my mouth may declare your praise. We've experienced God's grace in our lives, and because of that, he puts a song in our hearts to praise him. Just very briefly, the passage we read earlier, Colossians 3, you can turn there for a moment because it reflects on what we've just been doing together and why this is so meaningful. We've been looking these past weeks at Genesis 3 and the fall. And a major point of our sin, a major point of the fall, is the fact that human beings suppress the Word of God. They reject it. They set it aside. They say, we're not going to hear it. We're not going to listen to it. We're not going to believe it. And we looked last week at the fact that we needed a Savior. We needed Jesus to come, to strike the serpent's head, to make us new, to give us new life, and to change us. And what we see here in Colossians is what that change looks like in our lives. Paul writes in Colossians 3:12, so as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved. In other words, in light of what God's done for you, choosing you, setting you apart, calling you his beloved, because of what he's done in saving you through Jesus, because of that, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you, beyond all these things, put on the love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. What Paul's saying is that our relationships are changed. Just as in the fall our relationships were damaged, now our relationships with God, but with one another, are transformed. And he says in verse 15, be thankful. He's going to say it again and again, be thankful, be thankful. Just as Adam and Eve were tempted to not thank God, to think God was some miserly being holding out on them. Just as we are tempted to not thank God for his gifts, when Christ comes into our hearts, we're to be thankful. And specifically, I want us to focus on verse 16 here. This is what difference Christ makes in us. This is what the difference is when we've been chosen of God, holy and beloved. We're not like the scene in the garden, putting aside God's word, rejecting it, not listening to it. We see the opposite thing happening. Verse 16, Paul writes, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Now God's word is to be the most at home thing in our hearts, abundantly dwelling in us, richly dwelling in us. And that's the command, that the word would dwell in us richly. But there's three ways, Paul says, it happens. He says, first, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another. We teach on a Sunday morning, whether it's in our service time or in our Sunday school time, whether it's you throughout the week with your children, your family, with other people in your life at the workplace, we teach, we admonish. We say, I want you to be changed. I want you to know the gospel. I want you to know Christ. I want your life to be changed. It's not just information you can take or leave. You have to be transformed. That's how we let God, Christ's word dwell in us richly. We teach and admonish, but then notice this third thing. Paul writes, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness or with grace in your hearts to God. Do we realize that when we've been singing, just like we've been doing this morning, that's a primary way of letting God's word dwell in us richly? That's how you do it, Paul says. You teach, you admonish, and you sing songs of praise to God with thanks in your hearts. And we know that, don't we? All of us here this morning have some of these songs we've sung, perhaps others we didn't get a chance to sing. They're written on our hearts. We know them by heart. Your children know them by heart. Song is an amazing way to teach the word of Christ to ourselves and to others. And this is so meaningful because as we admonish, as we teach, as we sing together, Christ's word is dwelling in us richly, and what that means is we're seeing the change that the gospel makes in our lives. We're demonstrating the transformation that happens because of Jesus Christ. We're not suppressing the truth here anymore. We're not saying, I'm not going to listen, God, to what you're saying, as they did in the garden, as we all struggle with in our lives. No. Christ's word is dwelling richly among us. That's why we teach. That's why we admonish. That's why we sing. That's what we're doing here this morning. We're proclaiming Christ has made a difference in our hearts and lives. He has transformed us, and his word now is the most at-home thing in our lives, and so we are going to sing it. We're going to write it on our hearts through song. And that's why we do what we do. And if we desire, and we all do desire, that God's word would richly dwell in us, that our lives would be changed more and more, then we sing, we teach, we admonish. I encourage you, take this with you through the week. Take the word with you. Let it dwell in you richly as you teach, as you admonish, and as you sing, as you carry these songs in your heart, as you sing them out loud, as the case may be. And Paul concludes in verse 17. He says, whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. This is all for the glory of God. We do it in Jesus' name. We do it giving thanks to God the Father, because it's only because of Jesus, because of what he has done for us, that any of our lives can be changed day by day by day. And so we praise God. And that's the reason we sing. God, we just want to thank you. We praise you for your wonderful work in our hearts and our lives. We give you all the praise for that. And God, would you open our lips in the coming days that our mouth may declare your praise. Would your breath in our lungs cause us to pour out our praise to you, whether it's in the silence of our own hearts or whether it's together with others as we're doing here today. Thank you for this opportunity. We praise you. Bless us as we continue. We pray it in Jesus' awesome name, through whom we've been saved. Amen.